Now Paul says, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. And what a contrast you have between this man and Samson. The Spirit of God came upon Samson. He was strong, you see. People marvel at his physical strength. But there came a day when he's very weak. The strong are weak, but the weak are made strong. And God can use the weak man. Now he says, I am become a fool in glory. Notice how he elaborates on this. He's apologized a dozen times already. He says, I'm become a fool in glory. You've compelled me, for I ought to have been commended of you. For in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles, though I be nothing. Paul considered himself the least, but he says, I'm not behind even the chiefest of the apostles. And somebody should have defended him, but apparently no one did. Truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. Now, may I say this? I recognize this is not too popular today, but somebody needs to say it. There were certain signs of an apostle, and only the apostles had it. And apparently, it was to heal the sick, raise the dead, and to talk in tongues. And I don't mean an unknown tongue, but Paul went through the Galatian country, and there must have been 50 dialects and languages in that area. Paul could speak them all. Why? He'd studied them? No. He was not a member of the Wycliffe Bible Translators. Now today, God says that the gospel has to go out by human beings. Now in that early day, it was necessary to get it out into the Roman Empire in a hurry. And these apostles had the signs of an apostle. Now they were wrought among you. Now signs of an apostle will end with the apostle. And I hope that's understood. Somebody will write me and say, how do you know tongues have ended? Well, because the apostles are gone. You show me an apostle today, and I believe in your sign gift. But the sign gifts belong to apostles. Now, this is a very wonderful section that we come through here. And Paul accepted the thorn, and God sealed his lips. Why? Heaven's too wonderful to contemplate. Get your eyes off of that type of thing and fix your eyes today upon a lost world. Heaven's a wonderful place, but very little is said about it in the Word of God. And it's going to be so wonderful that you couldn't describe it in human language. But my friend, today we ought to try to get folk who want to go there. Now, not because of the place, because I can't tell you much about it, but I can tell you about the person who is there, and that person is the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you fix your eyes on him, oh, how this epistle has emphasized that. Beholding him, we are going to grow, and beholding the glory of the Lord, we need to behold him. And friends, as we do, it's going to make the pilgrim journey through this world a great deal easier today. The sun won't be as hot. The burning sands of the desert won't be as bad. And the storms of life will not be as bad if we keep our eye fixed upon the Lord Jesus Christ.